what the Bible say. And if I ain't saying what the Bible say, what you need to do is come to me and if where I'm wrong and call a deacon, whole deacon board up, set me down a while till I learn good sense. And what is good sense, Smith? The word of God. The spirit of God. That's good sense. What the Lord say. Good sense. It won't, Lord, why you gave me a reconciliation ministry? And I'm going to answer it for you straight from the Bible. To witness, listen good, that God was in Christ. What? God was in Christ when Christ come here. Christ walked this earth when he was here, perfect. Until he had his last supper. Watch this. I'm talking physical now. Until he ate his last supper. What his last supper was? All the sins of the earth. All the sins of the earth was his last supper. If they're bitter to him, he ate them all. Had stomach cramps. Sickness come on him. Distress come on him. But he ate it all. Watch this. And when the pain started coming, he wouldn't say a mumbling word. He took it all. He said, if I speak back, the children that I come to save can't get saved. So I'm going to keep all my thoughts and my aims to myself. Then when he hung down on Calvary's hill, 6 to the 9 hour, being tortured, slapped, lied on, spit on, I ain't going to say nothing. Some of us Holy Ghost fear people. You say a discouraging word to them, they'll pull out the six shooter, the skin and blade. They may go into cussology. Y'all will learn after a while what I'm saying. Because ain't nobody here guilty of that. We don't know how to cuss because we the children of God. When we used to cuss, God cleaned our tongue. I believe James, the physical brother and the spiritual brother of Jesus Christ, he said you can't tame the tongue unless you receive Christ. He said Christ can tame the tongue, but you can't. Ain't nothing you can do to tame the tongue. So when my tongue been contained, I know how to speak. What if a guy raising hell in the church? I still know how to speak. What would I speak to him raising all kind of hell and disfiguring himself? Tell him what God say. Simple as that. He don't need to know nothing there. Tell him what God, if he clown like that, he need to know what God say. He say to witness reconciliation of the world back to himself. Now, we come to church today, we come to church today, most of us don't come just to praise and worship. We come with all kind of ideas, formalities. We're supposed to come here to praise God. Now watch this. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus didn't come to save people, shout hallelujah. No, because when he came, wasn't nobody saved. How you going to shout hallelujah you ain't saved? He come to save the lost, the sick, to encourage the people that you call nobody to come to Jesus. I'm going to make you somebody. Listen to what he said. We're coming to a close. He said that he come to save the world, bring the world, the people away from Christ, back to him, Christ. Now, here's the beautiful thing I ever heard in my life. Listen to this beautiful spirit here. Not imputing, not bringing your sins, oh Lord Jesus, not bringing your sins back before you. Lord, Brother Turner, did you hear what I say? The Bible says Jesus came not to tell you of your bad deeds, how you used to live. He said, I come to tell you how you can live good now, how you can live holy, how you can live worthy of the vocation that you was called in.
Hallelujah.
How many times in life, all of us in here, if you ain't saved, you need to get up, give your life to Christ. How many of us in here that had people in our lives that come up to you and say, you know what you used to do? I know where you are. Well, see, the one telling you that ain't saved. Because if they were saved, they'll be had a mind of Christ. When people look for faults in you, they ain't fixed. Tell them I saved. I don't care. Tell them I saved it. They ain't fixed. When they look for faults in you, they not fixed themselves. Because Jesus said, if I'm overcoming a fault, go put your arms around and love them. Talk kind, talk to them. Be merciful to them. Be compassionate. Get down to their level, but don't sin, and bring them up with you. We don't like that. That's too sweet. That's too holy. That's too righteous. We like to look, be high on the ladder so everybody can see us and go around bragging, boy, Rev a bad boy. That boy bad. I don't want you telling me that. I don't even need you to tell me how good I am. I already know. You don't need to tell me that. I already know how bad I am, how good I am, how worthy I am to even carry this word. But it's not my greatness that me reading I'm carrying it. God seemed fit to let me carry it. It wasn't because of how good I was. But he enabled to put this in my hand. Now this is what he's saying. He said, I gave it to faithful men. Watch this. There's a lot of preachers ain't faithful. I know y'all ain't want me to say that. A lot of preachers ain't faithful. Smith, define faithful. Though to what God tell, you go do it. No strings attached. Just go do what he say. And he gonna make everything right for you. That's faithful people. People gonna discharge their duties without grumbling and complaining. But they discharge their duty. Why? How can they discharge their duty without grumbling and complaining? Because they're a new creature in Christ. Old things pass away now. Behold, all things now has become new. My God, my God. I'd like to be a new boy on the block. Yes, yes. Jesus said this, and we're coming to close. As long as I was in the world, y'all listen to me, please. Please listen to me. As long as I was in the world, I was. Now watch the verb that he uses. I was. Personal pronoun first, and then a verb second. I was the light of the world. Now look what he said. Listen to what I said. We got to catch on now. It's time out for foolishness. He says, long as I, personal pronoun, was in the world. Listen to this. Listen to the good. Was in the world. I was the light of the world. It caught it yet? Then he commissioned me and you and us. Now that I ought to go back to my father? This is so sweet here. I love this. You ought to be jumping and shouting when God called you to speak the word of God. He said, now that I got to go back to my father, this is what he told everyone else in here. Ye, which means you personally, are the light of the world. And he didn't stop there. He said, you are sitting in a dark place that sit on a hill that can't be hid. Can everybody see you? If you in Christ, your light gonna shine everywhere you go. Ain't no man can put it out. He might take you out, but your light gonna still shine. Because it's going before God's glory. He said here, we close, we through. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off the old man concerning the former of that conversation, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the what? New man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is not my word, y'all. Don't get upset with me. This is the word of God. And he went on to say, and I find out sometimes we do this in the church.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition moved? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church. Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in that body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give give up, friends. I ain't asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, you know that that situation should be turned around. Write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your ministering over the radio, you know, and I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. People were looking at me by the screen when I, you know, stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sent you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says,
mm-hmm.
"Something wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real, but beyond.
You'd see it.
He done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew what I told you to do it that night before you even met me. I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God the praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Ooh, and I swole up, Rip.
Uh-huh.
And I swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth. I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor and just cry to the good Lord to heal her, to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
yes, sir, because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today for tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light, if you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around if you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. 2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Do when you need it.